Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I'm joined by Shannon Buckley, new to the area and in Rock Island. And she is an artist of all varieties. So welcome to the show and welcome to the area.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited.
Give me a little bit of background on what you do in your various mediums, because I know there's several.
Right. So as far as an artist goes, I really got back into art in 2005 when I purchased a sewing machine, and that woke up all of my creative desires that had been dormant probably since kindergarten. So then my journey took me towards painting, and that has been a really significant aspect of my artistic journey. And most recently, I have been having a wonderful time getting to learn epoxy resin, which is quite the challenge. One thing that's consistent in my art is that I love a challenge. So sewing is very challenging. You can have endless projects, more than you could ever imagine. And I'm finding the same thing with epoxy as well.
I feel like epoxy is one of those things that, like, I kind of understand it, but on the other hand, I think I would just get so frustrated, and I don't even know what I would end up doing, but it would just be a big, big mess.
It's the messiest stuff I've ever worked with, but you learn how to wrangle it, and that's part of the excitement, in my opinion.
So with all these things you do, did you, like, were you interested in art growing up? Did you have classes then, or did you just kind of teach yourself and YouTube University it?
My first memory of wanting to be an artist is as early as kindergarten. I think at that time I wanted to be an artist and also an airplane pilot. I don't know how those two things connect.
I wanted to be a garbage man at one point, so I feel ya.
That's admirable. It's very humble work. So I think kindergarten, I remember just, I want to be an artist when I grow up. And you know, a lot of people out there don't believe that it's possible to make a living as an artist. And I think I listened to some of that, but then also just had genuine, my interest as a young person varied over time. And then by the time I was in high school and college, I was pursuing like business interest. So I'd really gone down this path of like wanting to work in international business. I was studying Japanese in high school, the most random language ever. And then after I graduated from college, I started competing. I competed in a marathon. I raised $4,000 for team and training. I went and ran the San Diego Rock and Roll Marathon.
Nice.
And I met this really great friend in that process. And I had moved up to Breckenridge, Colorado, and was snowboarding every single day that there was snow, practically. She was there over the summer visiting me, and I took her home back to this suburb of Denver, and we stopped by Joann Fabrics on the way back to her house. And she knew about some entrepreneurial goals that I had, and she was so insistent that day that I buy a sewing machine. And it had been, I feel like my parents gave me every creative thing I ever asked for except for a sewing machine. It was like this constant battle between my mom and I. And I remember her telling me, my sewing machine is broken, over and over and over again. And for some reason, she just never got it fixed. Well, finally, it was 2006, and my story changed that day. I left Joann Fabrics with the new sewing machine, and I had walked in with no intention of buying one, and I decided to teach myself how to sew. And that day was literally, like, it changed my course forever. I'm actually, like, I can feel my emotions around it right now, because being connected to my creativity again has been such a surprising driving force in my life to be a better person. And nothing else, no external force has motivated me as much as that. And I just want that for the whole world, really.
I can totally understand that, because it's also like, and I don't know for you, but like for me, like getting back in touch with my creativity was really healing for me, because it was after like a really bad breakup and I had lost my job, and it was just like, I need something to do. And it was like, I didn't have any money because I didn't have a job. So I was like, I'm going to just go hiking and snap pictures. And like, that brought me back to being who I am. So I know it's like, it's kind of like that emotional touchstone for a lot of people.
Right. Right. It does. It keeps you connected to that part of yourself that is one of the most true and deepest aspects of each one of us.
Exactly. I love that. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Shannon Buckley. Welcome back to the scene. I'm Andrea Kruska, and today I am talking with Shannon Buckley. So you just moved here from Colorado. Like, tell me kind of why you decided to come here and what you're working on, like how your life, now that you've moved, still incorporates your art.
A major draw for me and my husband to come to Tennessee is being close to nature. That's huge for me. Going back to 2020, COVID really turned everything I was doing completely upside down. I had moved from Denver, which is where I'm from, to Los Angeles in 2016, and I knew one person. I walked down to the Venice Boardwalk and set up my face painting kit, and I started face painting actually a year before that. Just randomly. I got hired by two different companies to become a professional face painter, and I just started doing events with these companies every weekend. Business model made sense to me. Great events in Los Angeles. The Fashion District was there, which is like the most amazing place you could ever go for materials. Maybe New York is better. I haven't been to theirs, but Los Angeles downtown is incredible. So that had been my draw because of my past with the sewing, but I couldn't figure out the business model that made sense for clothing production to make money ethically. When I started doing events with the face painting, I was like, okay, I can move to California now. So I had been in California for 4 years when COVID started, and I was looking forward to the best season ever. I mean, my business was at the top that it had ever been. I was networking with internationally known artists, and then COVID started. So I had to leave Los Angeles because the events business completely crashed. And I went back to where I'm from. And ever since, I was not intending to stay in Colorado. I wanted to keep moving as quickly as possible. And Denver is really a cement jungle. And I mean, you can go into the mountains and have your recreation on the weekends, but there are so many people there now that getting anywhere out of town takes hours. And there's people playing rap music while you're camping. And that's just not for me.
Yeah. You like, if you want to disconnect, you want to disconnect. Without connecting to other people's music choices and things like that.
That's my preference, but it doesn't seem to be everybody's.
Yeah. I feel that.
Thank you. I'm glad you can relate. So anyways, I decided to come out to Tennessee for something more simple and slower pace and a lot. I mean, the trees here, the nature, it is so pretty. And going back to your question, in between 2020 and 2021, I tried to reinvent myself multiple times because I had lost my face painting business. So I did a triathlon in 2020, 2021, and then I started a brand called the Snowflake Whisperer, and I got really involved in the 2020 election, and all of those projects were too aggressive, too controversial. And then in 2022, I went to a livestock show featuring alpacas, and I fell in love with these animals. I love them so much. So my new project is completely centered around alpacas. And if you don't like alpacas, we just can't be friends.
Who doesn't love alpacas?
I don't know. I hope nobody.
Seriously, they're just so sweet and fuzzy and soft and warm. Okay. Anyway, so I'll let you talk.
I am obsessed with these animals. And that's another big reason why we came out to Tennessee, is to hopefully be able to get our own alpacas, to get some land and be able to have some animals and live a simpler life. But after I went to the alpaca show, I was looking for like a baseball hat with an alpaca on it, and I couldn't find one. And so naturally, as an artist and somebody who has background in like fashion and apparel and stuff, I thought, oh, I'll just make one. So I started out with an alpaca Alpacalypse Now, based on the war movie from the 70s.
Oh my God.
that was the first design. And then I came up with another one with three alpacas called Ya Heard.
Oh, I love that.
And I spend most of my free time these days thinking of alpaca
puns.
Yes. That's just what I do in my free time now. And so I started out with a hat, and now I've got sweatshirts, T-shirts, handmade aprons. And then the epoxy is giving me the option to make like actual functional products like keychains, earrings, necklaces. We also have alpaca socks, and I've made some pretty unique home decor, like paintings and different art pieces that go on the wall that are all based on goofy alpaca stuff. Like, these animals are incredible. They're amusing, but they're also like, I don't know. I think they're very special and one of the finest animals in the world. In fact, their fiber has initially, and like through history, it was the, I can't think of the word now. You know, the upper class, the royalty that had access to their fiber. And it is really wonderful. More people really need to learn about alpacas.
Well, we'll hear probably a little bit more when we come back, and we'll be right back on the scene. You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Shannon Buckley. So we've been talking about a lot of the things you have going on, alpacas, which who wouldn't want to talk about those all day. One question I haven't asked, and I like to ask all my guests, what do you like to listen to while you're working?
It kind of changes week by week. This week I've been listening to, some people might have heard of the Milan Institute, I believe. It's a training program for artists, and they have a podcast called Art Social. That is a very productive and high-level conversation. They interview artists, and they're just sitting there for an hour just talking about making art, which is really satisfying because my anxiety as an artist, I'm always like, okay, I have to go. I got to wrap it up. And these people are the opposite of that, and I'm really enjoying that right now. I also listen to a lot of the esophageal frequencies. I'm a fan of Nikola Tesla's work, and he says that, you know, the answer to the universe is in 3, 6, and 9. And that everything involves frequency. So the esophageal frequencies are healing frequencies, such as 369 hertz or 542 hertz, I believe. There's also 930-something. There's basically one for every number, 1 through 9.
That is great. And also, so like the total opposite of so many other people lately, because everyone's into true crime. So it's like everyone's listening to murder podcasts.
Oh my God.
Like one of my guests does like pressed flower jewelry and stuff. And she's like the sweetest person in the world. But she's like, yeah, I'm listening to murder podcasts as I do this. And like for me, like I love listening while I'm editing to like really like epic like movie soundtracks or movie scores. But because I try to do the podcast, but then I just like get so distracted and into it that I just like I stop what I'm doing because I'm like, oh, that's a really interesting point. Then I'm like 20 minutes later, I'm like, what am I working on?
I'm getting such a good visual with that right now.
It's just like I just like completely blank face, like staring at the ceiling.
Right. Like Pirates of the Caribbean, that score. Pretty.
Oh, yeah. And like Lord of the Rings, Game of Thrones.
Right.
The Harry Potter score. Really anything just like Highlander and like anything historical is usually really good for it.
Right. And it gives like a variation of emotion and the drama of your work, like while you're creating it.
Exactly. It makes me feel like, oh yeah, this is a really cool picture. And it might not be, but because I've got like that music playing in the background, I'm like, yeah, I did this right.
That's fascinating. I've never heard that before. I like it.
So to like wrap us up, let's talk about how people can find you. I know you're still new to town, so probably still kind of getting into the art scene here. But I know you were at Art Prowl recently, so you're learning, you're figuring it out.
Yes. Well, I'm really excited about getting more involved with the Biz Foundry. That's definitely high on my radar, and I think just a great central place to work out of. So I am planning on being a part of as much there as I can. I will be doing an event in McMinnville at, it's called Christmas in the Village.
Okay, and that's, I think, the first weekend in December?
Correct. And then after that, I plan to get into some shops, the consignment type of shops. I was doing some of that in Colorado and some events. But I think just the layout of the land here and seems like crafting and small business is very much a popular thing.
Huge, and
it's really exciting for me. The barrier to entry is lower. Not to say that it's any less quality. It's just that there's less hoops to jump through here,
yeah,
which I'm really excited about because when you're managing a small business, there's only so much you can do. So jumping through hoops on top of all the rest of the things, like, I don't want to do it.
Exactly.
So just things like that came, like this radio interview today, just so smooth and wonderful. And I'm just excited to be a smart part of the community. I don't know yet which shops, but I am currently, like, checking into some.
Do you have social media?
I do. My most active social media is going to be Instagram, and my name on there is Alpaca Fans Only. Like I said, if you don't like alpacas, we can't be friends. on Facebook, you can find us on Alpacalicious. And our website is alpacalicious.com.
All right. So watch out for updates there. And we'll be seeing you around town soon, I'm sure.
I look forward to it.
Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you so much.